Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Addis. Batting second. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Clem Koshorek. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Merson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Waugh. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Waugh. And now, play ball. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clem Koshorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koshorek hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Atwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Groat reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groat moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is hit by the pitch. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Serena moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0 for 1 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Merson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Waugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waugh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Clem Koshorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koshorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Koshorek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Merson moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Serena hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 1 in the game. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waugh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0 for 2 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Merson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Merson hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Waugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waugh is 0 for 1 in the game. Waugh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clem Koshorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koshorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Koshorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Koshorek. The throw from Atwell and he is safe. Koshorek steals second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koshorek scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Garagiola and he is safe. Fondi steals second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Merson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kiner strikes out. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 2 in the game. Garagiola hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Addis. Garagiola reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Pirates. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garagiola moves to third. Jack Merson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Merson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cliff Stein fields it and throws to home to get Garagiola. Walls moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Waugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waugh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Waugh takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to third. Merson moves to second. Clem Koshorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koshorek is 0 for 3 in the game. Koshorek hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Atwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0 for 3 in the game. Addis hits a line drive into right field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Jackson scores. Hermansky moves to third. Addis moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Kelly now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grote. The throw from Atwell and he is safe. Grote steals second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Bartirome now playing first base. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bartirome fields the ball and throws to walk hovering. Safe. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Garagiola settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fondi moves to second. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Serena hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garagiola hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Merson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Merson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barty Rome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Addis for the out. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 4 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Merson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Brandy Davis pinch hits for Jim Waugh. Brandy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Clem Koshorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koshorek is 0 for 4 in the game. Koshorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.